96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our Friday Newsmaker today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
And the Opie Chicken House, also the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year. Congratulations on that. It is 7:26. We are live, we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 22nd day of the month of April, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. The law enforcement torch run is just a couple of months out, and we want to get to an early preview here. John, good morning. How
hey,
are
John.
You?
Morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys today?
We're doing all right. What's going on with you?
Well, it's warm out this morning. It's a little windy, but not bad.
Well, as Ron mentioned here, the law enforcement torch ride is coming up, well, a lot sooner than I think a lot of people would think. When is it on the schedule here this year?
It's June 1st and 2nd, so we're a little under 6 weeks out.
That puts it in perspective right there. A little under 6 weeks out for the law enforcement torch run. 41st year, John, for this. And give us the schedule. You mentioned a two-day affair, so you'll be receiving the torch handoff from what, Coffee County? How's it going to work this year?
Actually, from Ottawa. I haven't contacted the sheriff in Coffee County to see if they're going to participate. Ottawa wants to come all the way to Emporia again, as they did in 2019. So we'll arrive in Emporia on the 1st, around 5 o'clock. We traditionally end it there in front of the police department in the 500 block of Mechanic.
And why are we torch riding, John?
Well, it's all about raising money for Special Olympics, and specifically both the local regional games that our local athletes participate in, as well as state games, which our local athletes participate in. And there's many aspects to that, including health screenings, which I think is one of the biggest benefits, particularly if they arrive at the state games. There's a number of health screenings that they offer, and they wouldn't get those if they weren't offered there at no charge.
Yeah, you've mentioned that on a number of occasions, really the last 4 to 5 years, about the importance of that. And you know, clearly you're saying that the importance of that really cannot be understated, and not just for the athletes themselves, but I would assume also for their family members.
Well, it is, and I've heard stories in the past of, you know, they could have had some really serious health issues if they wouldn't have had the screening and addressed the issue early on. So it is important, and that's highlighted to us by those that run the state games and are there and have those stories to tell.
Again, Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch joining us on our primetime newsmaker. The 41st Annual Law Enforcement Torch Run is coming up in about 6 weeks, and you mentioned the health screenings, the importance of that, but I know that the Special Olympic athletes, John, really look forward to these competitions and specifically the state games. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge deal, particularly since we haven't had them since 2019. I'm sure they'll all be very excited. I know they were excited to get back to some of the local events that have occurred recently. It's a big deal, and even during the pandemic, when we had some were able to have some interaction with them, they were extremely excited about that. The modified torch run we had last year, and we stopped at Hettlinger, and we had the parade down Commercial Street after it had been completely absent the year before. That was really a big deal, and I'm sure they're all looking forward to the back to pretty much normal this year.
I remember talking with one of the state reps during Polar Plunge here just a few weeks ago, and he was anticipating, I think, some of the biggest state games ever, if not the biggest state games ever, because of, you know, coming out of COVID and doing so strong. So what type of an emphasis are you guys putting on fundraising here, given the fact that, you know, you're looking at a huge attendance and just that festive atmosphere and getting back to the pre-COVID normal?
Well, as always, we always need lots of money, and Ron's Ride has been huge over a great number of years. I'm not sure that either Ron or I know exactly how many years we've teamed up, but it's absolutely huge, and we really appreciate all the support that people give. And while I'm thinking about it, when they make out the checks, Kansas Special Olympics, and if you want to put in the notation Ron's Ride, and I'm pretty sure Ron and I will, if you want to make a donation, you can call either one of us, and we'll even come pick up the donation from you.
Yes, indeed, we will. And Ron's Ride will be in play again this year. And my riding colleague, Ken Schnackenberg of Team Schnack, has already started the donating with a hefty donation already, John. So we are off and running here, and we'll get the Ron's Ride promotion rolling down the tracks here soon. As let's talk about your ride specifically with law enforcement, John. No slackers on your team, I know that. You know, because you get after it. How far are you going with the torts this year?
We'll go all the way to El Dorado, so we'll pick it up on the first at Coffee County Line Bito, and then the following day we will go from Emporia to El Dorado, and we'll have a little ceremony, nine-ish, whenever. It doesn't start until you arrive, Ron. Kellogg Circle. So we've also invited the interim president, President Hush, to attend as well. I haven't heard whether he'll be able to or not. But we encourage people to be out there that day on the second to cheer on the athletes, because we hopefully we'll have quite a few athletes that walk from 12th to 4th with us, and then we'll make a stop at Hettlinger, as we started that back in 2018 or 2019, to see those folks that are there that are Special Olympics.
So, yeah, a great day is coming up here on you know, as a launch day, really. Do you know who's going to be carrying the torch in, I guess, as the local Special Olympians are concerned, I guess, into town as you guys bring the torch in?
No, haven't got that arranged yet. That's usually, I usually contact Nancy Rummeld, and she tries to round up an athlete that's able to do that. That time always flexes a little bit depending on what our weather is like. Ottawa has been pretty consistent when they have arrived at Bito, so I would imagine our time frame to be into the east edge of town will probably be around that 4:30 time frame.
All right, so June the 2nd will be the ride down Commercial Street, so we certainly encourage everyone to hit the streets and get the cowbells out and cheer on the Special Olympians as they march down Commercial. That's a big thing, as they carry the torch, and it's exciting. It's an exciting way to start the torch run, and to be totally transparent, I will not be with the law enforcement all the way to El Dorado. That will not happen. Not going to happen. But we'll make it. We'll make it as far as we can. Let's just put it that way. Here this year, so we're raising money for Special Olympics. That is the bottom line, and we like to help out, because the money goes to a great cause. And it's an exciting time, not only for us, but especially for the Special Olympians. Anything else we need to add here, John?
I don't think so. We really appreciate everyone's support. We appreciate everyone's support when we didn't have the state games and still were able to raise some money so we could kind of bank that for things that are coming up this year. But we still need resources because, as Luke had told Chuck, we do anticipate a rather big participation at the state games, and so that takes more resources to provide everything for the athletes.
Well, John, this is the 41st annual Law Enforcement Torch Run. How many years for you?
38 is how long it's been in Lyon County. The Sheriff's Office and the Police Department have participated since 1984.
Rich history there. Well, John, thanks for all you do, and we appreciate your time as always.
Thank you guys very much. We appreciate all of KBOE and yours support, Ron.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.
Thanks, John.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Lyon County Undersheriff John Kells joining us, the 41st annual Law Enforcement Torch Run and Ron's Ride coming up June 2. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, next week is starting to fill, and we've actually got dates taken out into the middle of May now. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com.